It's the final part of our series of podcasts with Tim Smith. He's already talked to Business Cornwall about how business needs to follow the example of companies like Marks & Spencer, who have gone all out to become carbon neutral. He's told us why Eden is progressing plans to build a geothermal plant, and he's also encouraged businesses across Cornwall to support the council in doing everything it can to slash its carbon footprint as well. Now Business Cornwall puts the question to Eden's chief executive, is Cornwall leading the green revolution or following it?
Let us be honest and not go in for hyperbole. At the moment, I think only something like 5% of our energy here in Cornwall comes from renewables. We know that the potential for it being a lot greater lies there. But a part of it is our democratic process and the story, the narrative of Cornwall going out to everybody, every school, so that people give a collective buy-in to doing this stuff. And actually, in terms of reducing our carbon footprint, we know that we have a huge stock of old housing here in Cornwall, which needs to be retrofitted to not leak out heat. We also have a very creaking road infrastructure, and we have very particular problems because of the length of Cornwall in terms of making things work. And the problem we always have, and we have the same problem with journalists with respect, is that everything is, let's talk about carbon, let's talk about this, let's talk about that, which itself is old-fashioned because you need to come at it in a holistic way. So, for example, I was on the Prime Minister's Council for Social Action. They were looking for new projects, and I irritated everybody by saying, why do you want another bloody new project when you've got a great old project that is creaking, and it's called the Post Office? And the Post Office, which they're about to privatise, right, provides a central social hub in lots of places. We've got a banking system that is creaking, and we're about to have a Post Office bank. We are going, the internet is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, so there are going to be more and more parcels to be delivered. We've got various retail outlets that are delivering stuff all over the place. Who knows where everybody lives? The post office. Therefore, wouldn't it be sensible to start with a system in a rural county like ours where you build bespoke post offices which have got charging stations for electric vehicles so that you're always within 12 miles of an electric charge? Because when you talk to your neighbours around here, you'll discover that the barrier to purchase or excitement about electric vehicles is the fear that you might run out of juice and be stuck somewhere in the boondocks. Now, if we build these charging stations, which don't cost a lot, near every sports ground, every library, every school and so on, people will lose that fear. And then if you put in video conferencing facilities in each of these places, people can do business right around the world. I've been to see stuff that Cisco System is developing at the moment, which gives you conferencing, which is so sophisticated, as opposed to that kind of talking heads gibbering stuff. You're talking about complete pictures of people, and you're almost in the room with them. Now, Cornwall County Council drive 16 million miles a year on business. That is an unbelievable amount. And they reckon they could cut almost 50% of their meetings out by being able to do video conferencing. Now, if we can provide that for every citizen in this place, if we can teach every person who's got a computer how to Skype, we're going to change over the next 3 to 5 years more, I think, than we have over the previous 25 years. And I believe that if we are able to encourage our council to put in the infrastructure and champion the rural infrastructure too, which will work for tourism and all of those who live here, you can actually have an integrated transport and distribution system which will take a hell of a lot of carbon out of the system and make us go a long way towards being independent.
Thank you, Tim.
My pleasure.